Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, October 15th, 2017, the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now here is Father Eric.
Well, over this past week, there has been one thing that I have kind of been obsessing over and thinking about and getting excited about. And those of you who were at the 10 a.m. Mass last week know exactly what I'm talking about. Those of you who weren't here, I just got to fill you in on the good news so you know what I have been obsessing about and getting excited about. And that's the fact that my two brothers and my two sister-in-laws and myself, we got an audition for The Family Feud. Okay, and so this is a big thing in the Schild family, October 29th, 4 p.m., Kalahari. It's going to be audition time for Family Feud. We'll see what happens. But I have to say, I have probably spent a little bit more time than I ought YouTubing Family Feud videos over this past week. I know that I've spent more time than I should. And just to give you something, if you're looking for some delight on Sunday afternoon, look up Family Feud Pork video. And it's the question was, what's words that follow the word pork? It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. So that's this afternoon. Okay, not now. Get off your phone. Okay. But I found like excitement in this. What are some of the things that you all, like when you think about it, it just gets you excited. It gets you like, you want to do it. What's something that gets you excited? Kalahari. Yeah, that gets you excited. Absolutely. Absolutely. What else? What's something that you've always wanted to do that just makes you so excited? Yeah. Going on vacation. Where? Anywhere in particular? Just anywhere on vacation? Okay, good. With your family or friends? We'll get you more excited going with family or friends. This is a trap. Oh, both. That's a good. You're good. You are good. I was trying to trap you there. Yeah. What? Cedar Point with your family. Awesome. Yeah. You know, maybe for some of the adults in the room, it's like, boy, if you got an invitation, to the White House and leave politics aside, or you get an invitation to Buckingham Palace, or, you know, you get the big invite to wherever. And you just like those types of things make you excited to think about. I think as I've been thinking about Family Feud and the various things that get me excited about life, it made me ask the question of this. Are we as excited about our faith? Are we as excited about our faith as we are Family Feud or Cedar Point or a trip here or a trip there? Are we as excited, and is that as important as those things that make us excited in day-to-day life? I mean, when you think about it and you look at the gospel today is a series of three parables. We've heard the other two these past 2 weeks, and these are the things that Jesus talked about in his last week of life. And so these were the words of a dying man, and this is why Jesus is a little punchy and a little edgy when he's getting on these things. And he tells the parable about the king who throws a wedding feast for his son. And you can imagine that if a king is throwing a wedding feast, it's big. It's big. It's much more exciting than Family Feud. And even if you don't like the son who's getting married, the food's going to be great. So forget about the people who are getting married and go for the food. Like, you know it's going to be good. And the king invites all of these people, and then they don't show up because they got this to do, they got that to do, they got the other thing to do. And I wonder how many times in our own life we got this to do, that to do, or that other thing to do, and our faith suffers. And I can only imagine that God's up there going, oh, I gave the invite. I invited these folks that I created to such a great banquet feast of the Eucharist. I invite them every day into closer communion with me and my son. I invite them every day to get involved with ministry, and I invite them to get involved with each other and to have communion with one another and to recognize my goodness in so many ways in all of creation. And yet, they always seem to ignore the invite. I can only imagine kind of God's disappointment sometimes and going, oh, I offer you so much, but, you know, we got travel sports, so that I can't make it to Mass. And, even though we chose to do that as a family rather than go to Mass, or I got this, you know, I was tired, I worked a lot this week, you know, so Lord, thanks for the invitation. It's just not, I'm not feeling it. You know, and we got all those things in our life, and every single one of us here has had our excuses. But that keeps us from offering our best selves to God. You know, and we might go all out to get on the Family Feud. We might go all out to get that family vacation. But do we accept that invite from Christ to become more closer to Him each and every day through the sacraments, through our church, through one another? Do we do that? Now you may be saying, Father, I'm here. I accepted the invitation. Like, I'm accepting the invitation daily. Okay, great. Now, Jesus goes even further to kind of see how we're doing. He talks in the parable about the people who do show up to the wedding feast. And then there's the guy. He's that guy. You've probably seen him at a wedding. I had this guy at my cousin's wedding a few weeks ago. God bless him. He showed up. Beautiful reception hall. Wonderful food. Everybody dressed so well. The bride was beautiful. And he showed up in his Crocs, his dirty shorts, and a t-shirt. Thank God he's not related to my side, okay? I just looked at him and I was like, seriously? Seriously? You couldn't have stepped it up a little bit? Couldn't have, like, maybe put a polo shirt on? You couldn't have maybe had something that actually covered your toes? Anything? Nothing? And that's the guy who showed up to this wedding feast. And the king says, oh, yeah, that's not going to cut it. Get out. Now, for us, yeah, okay, appropriate attire is good. But Jesus is getting to something even deeper than appropriate attire. He's getting into what's in our hearts. So we can accept the invitation, my friends, but if our hearts and our souls are a mess, that's problematic. If we show up with our hearts and our souls that are messy because we're in a bad relationship, a sinful relationship, we're addicted to that or the other thing, and we don't want to get help for it. Our prayer life has just been awful because we've been lazy. We haven't done this, that, or the other thing. We haven't treated our spouse with respect and dignity and love. We haven't been loving our kids because we've been loving work more often. We're more concerned with family feud than we are with anything else. We're all this stuff. Jesus says, stop. I need you to be prepared. I need you to be prepared to encounter me. And just accepting the invitation isn't enough. But we have to prepare our hearts to receive Christ every single day. And so again, that means coming in here with our minds focused on what we're doing. You know, that when we're receiving communion today, you know, we're not just kind of grabbing and going, but it's like we're receiving the body of Christ. You know, just think about that. How do we receive our Lord? You know, do we go to confession? Do we do those things that make our hearts ready? Do we reconcile with our brothers and sisters when we haven't been good to them? You know, how are we doing with those very things? And Jesus says, I need you to come prepared. And all of us can do a better job at that. Every single one of us gathered here today. But do we take that invitation seriously? And do we realize that in the second reading, the one verse that everybody knows and loves, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We oftentimes think I can do all things because I can do it. But I can do all things through Christ, through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. We can do anything, my friends, if it is through Christ, because He strengthens us. And so what is that one thing this week that we know we need to work on in order to get us better prepared to receive our Lord each and every weekend, to be able to notice our Lord working every single day in our lives? What is that one thing? It may be big and it may be small. Maybe an anger issue that you got. What's that one thing that we need to look at Christ today and we need to say, I can do this if I go through you who strengthens me? Because we don't want to be the guy who doesn't accept the invitation And we also don't want to be the guy who shows up in Crocs and dirty jeans either, with our hearts full of nastiness. So again, what are we doing? And we realize that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge. Check back each week as Father Eric unpacks the readings from the weekend and shares real-life stories to help bring Scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.